A bus full of Catholic nuns is traveling from Santa Monica, California to Mar-a-Lago in Florida between now and November 2nd. They're aiming to raise awareness of what they say are problems with the tax law signed by President Trump late last year. The bus drove through Phoenix and Tucson yesterday, and while it was in town, I caught up with Sister Simone Campbell, Executive Director of Network Lobby for Catholic Social Justice and one of the leaders of Nuns on the Bus, and asked her what exactly the group is doing.
Well, we have sisters that are traveling the country. We're going from Santa Monica, California to Mar-a-Lago, Florida, to lift up the amazing work that's being done in public-private partnerships and to say that the tax bill that was recently passed in December, that legislation is bad for our nation and we want to change it. We say what we need is reasonable revenue for responsible programs. And quite frankly, we're going out visiting responsible programs at every place and speaking then about how tax dollars help make that possible.
So what is the relationship between public-private partnerships and the tax bill? Why conflate the two?
Oh, it's the perfect question. That's exactly why we're on the road, is people don't get the connection. And the connection is, if we don't have the revenue, then already the administration has submitted a budget that significantly cuts housing and urban development. So we're going to reduce low-income housing even further. They also are cutting the food nutrition programs, the assistance for low-income people. They want to cut our Medicare, actually, and Medicaid, because they say we don't have the money. People here in Arizona have done a great job at trying to implement health care for the people of your state. You've done great work. Well, the federal government is about to say, oh, I'm so sorry, but we don't have money for that anymore, which is exactly what people feared in the beginning. But the truth is, we've got the money if we have the will. That's what we're trying to say.
So the Catholic Church has obviously been very involved in social justice for a long time, but I'm wondering about sort of the political and maybe even partisan nature of the mission that you guys are on now. Is that kind of an awkward spot for you to be in?
Well, actually, no. Our organization was founded in 1971. We opened our doors in 1972. We were founded by Catholic sisters. And what the sisters at the founding said was, you know, we've been doing all this charity for all this time, but things aren't changing. We need to work for change. And so we work on policies to make change in our society. Now, we were here in Phoenix in 2013 to support Senator McCain at that point, who was leading the charge on creating comprehensive immigration reform. So while we work in a bipartisan fashion with anybody that has a good idea, I'd call myself an equal opportunity annoyer. I'll annoy Democrats and Republicans. But right now, I'm most annoyed at the Republicans in this tax bill.
Well, given the climate that we're in politically, I mean, do you have to sort of change how you approach issues like that? Because it seems like anytime somebody comes out on a policy issue, even on a policy issue, not necessarily a partisan issue, it's seen as a partisan issue. Do you have to work to maybe maintain credibility with, in this case, Republicans to try to forge some kind of compromise?
Well, I have to say working in D.C. has been really hard over the last 2 years, or year and a half. And we continue to have good relationships with Republicans in Congress. But here's the challenge, is they don't want to be public about it. And so we can do some things in under the cover of darkness, as I say. But then there's other ways in which we can't do that public good work. We were told by a prominent member of the Senate, oh, no, we can't be public in a cooperating across the aisle. It's just too dangerous for our reelection. Maybe after the election we can do it. So here in Phoenix and in Arizona, we're saying, all right, folks, you have a chance to hire your representatives in D.C. on November 6th. And we are urging everybody to get out and vote. Do our part to hire the best people and ask them questions in advance. Will you work together? Will you work across the aisle?
What role do you think that this drive across the country could have sort of after you leave a particular community? I mean, I imagine that you hope that at the very least people would talk to each other and maybe work together to try to find solutions even after the bus has left town.
Oh, absolutely. We hope we are like a catalyst for making change and getting people connected. And the glorious thing last night at Shadow Rock, UCC church, their sanctuary is so beautiful. Anyway, we were there for the town hall. People were exchanging contact information. Oh, I didn't know anybody was working on that. Oh, could we get in touch with you? It was music to my ears. And so it's supporting work that's already being done, like the human services campuses where we just were, as well as getting people connected in new ways and making sure that the best possible work for our nation that actually needs some help right now can be achieved.
All right. That's Sister Simone Campbell, Executive Director of Network Lobby for Catholic Social Justice and one of the leaders of Nuns on the Bus. Sister Simone, thanks for coming in.
Oh, my gosh. It was a great pleasure. Thank you.